Praise the Lord.
Alleluia.
We have a theme today, which is actually a question. Who am I? And I ask you to take paper and pen, because we have many Bible references where you have to follow up at home. Who am I? That's a big question. And our Bible text is from Romans chapter 8, verse 37. It says, "Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us." Amen. Mm-hmm. If I ask you, who are you? You will tell me your name. But even if I know your name, I still don't know who you are. You look beautiful, but that doesn't say anything about who you are. Have you ever asked yourself who you are? Who am I? During our lifespan, we heard many people saying things about us. They say you're a failure, you're fat or too lean, you're stupid. I heard a mother saying to her children, "You are a little devil." They say, "You never succeed, you never get anywhere, you will never marry, or you will never whatever." If you hear all this, you begin to ask yourself, who am I? Am I really as bad as people say? In the end, some people, they even believe it. And some others, they turn to the opposite. They boast and they show off. There's a song from Sinatra, what we sang before. I know who I am. I know who I am. Do you really know who you are? It's a question. Do you really know? Do you know who you are? We have to know who I am, what God is, what I have in him, and what does he mean to me. First, you have to forget everything negative that people ever said to you. Delete all negative things from your mind, because they are fake news. They are not true. Like a computer, you delete everything, you even delete your bin. What people told you is not who you are. The Bible gives us a clear picture. We have many things that the Bible shows us about ourselves. But of course, you have to read the Bible so that you find what the Bible says about you. The true answer is a question. Who am I is found in your identity in Christ. Your identity in Christ. When God commissioned Moses to lead the people, it says in Exodus 3:11, but Moses said to God, "Who am I? Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the children of Israel out of Egypt? Who am I? I'm only a murderer. Who am I?" But God affirms to Moses by stating his own name. My name is I Am. God here reassures Moses that he is with him, which gives Moses a new identity, a new purpose, and a new confidence. In the same way, if I'm insecure or unsure of who I am, based on the world standard, I'm not much. But we are not comparing ourselves to the world standard. We compare ourselves to what the Bible says. And then there is no fear. In Romans chapter 8, verse 37 and 38, it says, "No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord." Our identity is outlined in the Bible. And what Paul is writing here is there is absolutely nothing, nothing, nothing that can separate us from the love of God. Nothing. That means the love of God is so great. It's always here. So our identity is identified in the Bible. Let us see what it says about who I am in Christ. How do you know you are in Christ? How do you know? What does it mean to be in Christ? It means to belong to him. You have to be able to say with Galatians chapter 2 verse 20, "I have been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me." The Bible instructs us exactly how to be saved, so you can be sure that you are in Christ. Commit yourself to study the Bible. Commit yourself to study the Bible and find what the Bible says about you. As you understand the scriptures, you will become more grounded in your identity in Christ. These attributes are found in the following verses about who I am in Christ. Make notes of these 20 affirmations. Make notes of it. And then read them again at home. I'm only giving you the quotations where it is. Try to copy your favorite one, I am in Christ affirmation. Stick it on your mirror. Put it in your kitchen. Put it in your office. Put it in your bedroom even. Put it everywhere so that you always see it and remember it. The first one is, I am reconciled. Colossians 1:29-30. In Christ, we are reconciled back to him. You are no longer an enemy or a stranger. You are a dearly loved child of God. The second one is, I am redeemed, from Romans 3:23-24. We have been fully redeemed. We have been washed and justified. Our conscience is clear through Jesus Christ. Number three, I am loved. 1 John 3:1. I am loved more than I can imagine. I am loved more than I can imagine. I am his child. Number four, I'm enriched. We read in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 4 and 5. I give thanks to my God always for you because of the grace of God that was given you in Christ Jesus. That in every way you were enriched. You were enriched in him with in all speech and knowledge. Amazing. Praise God. Wow. Number five. I am like Christ. From 1 John 2:6. When we are in Christ, we exemplify this by walking the way that he did. We walk the talk. Number six. I am safe. From Psalm 34, verse 8. Nothing on earth has power over us because we belong to Christ. He gives us a sense of safety. Number seven, I am free from sin. 1 John 3, 5 and 6. In Christ, sin has no longer power over me. I am free from the bondage and I am empowered to live in his holiness.
Amen. Amen.
Number eight, I am alive. Romans 6, 10 to 12. We have gone from death to life in Christ. We are spiritually alive and have eternal life, not sometimes in the future, but now. The moment we are born again, we started to live eternally. Number nine, I am faithful. Ephesians 1, 1 and 2. In Christ, I am empowered to be faithful to God until death, to follow his teachings. Number 10, I'm sanctified. It says in 1 Corinthians 1, 2 and 3, to the church of God that is in Corinth, to those sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, together with all those who in every place call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, both their Lord and ours. As Christians, we are called to be saints. Not because we are sanctified, we become saints. Set apart from the world. This is not because of our own righteousness, but because of his righteousness. Number 11, I'm able to boast. 1 Corinthians 1, 28 to 31. In Christ, we no longer boast of ourselves or what we have accomplished in this world. Instead, we boast of what the Lord has done for us. Number 12. I am blessed. Ephesians 1, 3 and 4, it says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm.
Amen.
In Christ, I have every spiritual blessing.
Amen.
No blessing on earth can compare with that. No blessing, whatever it is. No matter what happens to me, No matter what happens around me, I am blessed beyond my wildest imaginations. Number 13. I am unified. We are complete. We are whole, unified with him. And again, that we are in Christ. Number 14. I am rich.
Amen.
Ephesians 1:11, it says, in him we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will. It doesn't matter what physical possessions you have or not have. In Christ, I am rich.
Amen.
I have hope of heaven and inheritance with the Son. Mm-hmm. It's somewhere else it says, what belongs to him belongs to me.
Mm-hmm.
Number 15, I'm hopeful. Ephesians 1:12. In Christ we have hope that will never fade away. No matter what happens in this life, I have the promise of eternal life waiting for me. Number 16. I am a friend. John 15:15 it says, no longer do I call yourself your servants, for you the servant does not know what the master is doing, but I have called you friends, Jesus said, for all that have heard from my Father I have made known to you. What a high privilege, what a high honor to be called the friend of the King of Kings. Number 17. I am strong. Philippians 4:13 it says, I can do all things through him who strengthens me.
Amen.
What can I do through him? All things. Whatever it is, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. And 18. I'm a new creation. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. A new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. And therefore, in Christ, I do not define myself by the old self of sin. I'm a brand new person. A brand new person. My old self is gone. I'm pure in his sight. And number 19. I am chosen. Ephesians 1:3-4. God loves you so much. So much. Do you hear that? He loves you so much that he has chosen you. You are special. I once told somebody, you are special. They said, no, I'm not. Yes, we are special. We are chosen by him. And number 20, I am his child. Galatians 3:26, it says, for in Christ Jesus, you are all sons of God through faith. I have a father who always understands me. And he always, he's always there for me. I'm a dearly loved child.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
In the beginning, I said, we have to know who I am, who God is, what we have in him, and who he is to me. What does he mean to me? In these 20 affirmations, we have answered these questions. I know who I am.
Amen.
I know who God is. And I know what I have in him.
Amen.
The only question that remains is, who is he to you? What does he mean to you? Many take the love and blessings of God for granted, but they're not doing anything for him. You will always do a lot for the person that you love. Right?
Yes.
To people you don't like, you're indifferent. I never give a red rose to somebody I don't like. People who don't belong to you, they don't bother you. You hear, you heard here and there people have died, it doesn't affect you because they're too far away from you. But for someone that you care, someone you love and like, someone is near to you, you go out of your way, you do every imaginable thing to please them. You go out of your way to please them. You spend money to buy presents to please them. You spend your time to visit them at their house to bring the presents to them. So the question is, who is God to you? Is he the one you go out of your way, organize your time so that he can visit him and bring him the present? I noticed too many Christians that God doesn't mean anything to them. They are indifferent. They never give him presents. They don't visit him in his house. They say, I have no time. No time is such a big excuse. If you're in love, you will never tell your lover, I have no time. You will never tell the person you like, I have no time. I know a woman, she was looking for a husband, and she found a contact advertisement with a nice picture of a man. So she contacted him and said, I saw your advertisement, and she suggested that they would meet for a coffee. He said, I have no time. But five times she tried, he always said, I have no time. Do you think she asked again? If you say to God, no time, he may say, I have no time for you also, when you need him. That is what we have to understand. So to know who I am is the foremost thing we have to ask ourselves. Who am I? We have to understand. We have to know. We don't ask the world, well, who do you think I am? It doesn't matter what they think. We look to the Bible for what God says I am. Like the 20 affirmations what we have. We know that he loves us. He cares for us. He protects us. Because he lives, I live. Because he died for me, my sins are forgiven and I am justified. I am born again. I have eternal life. So make the right affirmations. Stick it to your mirror. As I said before, stick it to your mirror. In the bathroom where ladies are spending many hours, stick it there. Put it in the kitchen when you're cooked, you can read it. Put it in your office. Put it everywhere. So that you remember what you or who you are in Christ. And never let anyone put you down. Because you are a son or a daughter of the King.